This is not new news. You have been told countless times that you are a chosen generation, reserved for the latter part of the latter days. Just 2 months ago in General Conference, President Gordon B. Hinckley said once again that, quote, you are the best generation we have ever had, unquote. It's akin to being chosen to run the last leg of a relay, where the coach always positions his strongest runner. You were recommended to help run the last leg of the relay that began with Adam and Eve because your premortal spiritual valor indicated you would have the courage and the determination to face the world at its worst, to do combat with the evil one during his heyday, and in spite of it all, to be fearless in building the kingdom of God. You simply must understand this, because you were born to lead. By virtue of who you are, the covenants you have made, and the fact that you are here now in the 11th hour, you were born to lead. As mothers and fathers, because nowhere is righteous leadership more crucial than in the family. As priesthood and auxiliary leaders, as heads of communities and companies and even nations, as men and women willing to stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all things and in all places, because that's what a true leader does, you were born to lead. And in the words of Isaiah, you were born for glory.